Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service. Participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until your name is called. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Cecil Dryden.
All right. Let's look to the Lord. Where our help come from it. And let's continue to give him all the thanks, all the glory, all the honor. Because without him, we're nothing. Father, I just say thank you. Thanks for what you've already done and what you're going to do. I praise and honor you, Lord Jesus. Every day there's new mercies I see. Every day there's a blessing that's going up when the praises come down. We love you, Father. I just want to say thank you so much for everything. All that you do, all that you have done, all that you're going to do. Oh, Father, I just love serving you. I love praying for others. And I hope and pray that everyone on the line is in pretty good health or healthy, strong, and sound mind and back. I thank you, Father, for the, just how you can move mountains, how you can change things in the middle of the stream. Just love you, honor you. I just want to thank, first and foremost, and I got to do this, thank you for the shepherd of the church, for Frank D. Tucker. Because he let us, been leading us for years. And Father, I just want to say, just continue to lead him and guide him, Father, you know, and the way you want him to go. Father, I just bless all the people, friends, church members, officers, everybody that's on this line, and those who even couldn't make it today, bless them. Give them all the blessings, Lord, that they ask and store upon them, Lord Jesus, because they need you. We need you. We need you, Father, more and more each day. The days that sometimes you might not figure out where the next anything comes from, but it's always left up to you. If we continue to cease and pray without ceasing, keep giving it to you, keep telling you. Keep letting you know that we with you and trust you and have faith. Because the faith is the only thing that's going to get us through. So, Father, I just want to say thank you. I honor you. I bless you. I just want to say thank you for everything and all you do. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, who sits high and looks low. In Jesus' name, amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Sandra Ulmer.
Good evening. I'll be reading Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forever. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening. Let us pray. Dear Father, we thank you for everyone gathered here this evening. Thank you that you know each of us by name and have caused us to walk with you. We say that we are dependent on you, and our trust is in you completely. As we surrender ourselves in adoration, we ask that you come on by here this evening with your Holy Spirit and inspire our hearts. Come fill our lives with your love. Fill our conversations with your grace and truth. Fill this meeting with your presence. We ask this in your glory and praise. Amen.
You will now have 2 minutes to go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Rudy Pearson will now bless us with a prayer.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come together as one to praise your name. We come together to say thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we pray that you would give us strength to share this with our fellow man. We pray for your forgiveness for those things which we have done, which we should have left undone. We pray for the strength to forgive. We pray that you will continue to bless and keep us. We pray for those who may be sick and shut in. We pray that you would give them the hem of your garment. We pray that your light will shine through us, that the world may know that we serve the Most High, Everlasting Father. We thank you for your Son, for it is in his name that we pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deacon Eric Cameron, Isle of Patmos Baptist Church.
Gracious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak,
Matthew is my pastor. I'd like to honor the first honor God, Reverend Tuckle, the First Baptist Church, all officers and members, and special thanks to Deacon Leroy Bagley. I thank you for this opportunity for a moment of inspiration. Today, for my topic, I'll be saying the Lord, what the Lord has done for me and he can do for you. I'll be dealing with scripture, Psalms 23, which is a familiar scripture, the Son of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. Lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of death, I shall death, I will fail no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. If God had a blessing to the reading, I read from 1 through 4 for your hearing. What God have done for me? I'm going back some 48 years ago. And I remember back 48 years ago, we were in a school bus accident. My brother, my sister, I, all the kids from the neighborhood, over 60 children. And when I think about what the shepherd did, because this bus was struck by a tractor trailer loaded with fertilizer, the bus turned over 3 times. We didn't know whether anyone was alive or whether anyone was dead. What the shepherd did is just protect us. Lord, I got up, the shepherds got me up. I'm hollering for my siblings, my brother, my sister. I didn't know whether they were dead or alive. But the shepherd instilled in me that they were alive. When I stepped out that bus, the Lord showed me my sister. The Lord showed me my brother. the Lord seems to have my little sister sitting between two other family members, and she got thrown off the bus, and the Lord brought her back. No broken bones. What did the Lord do for us? We get up, we get on our side, and I think about the scripture saying the green pastures. But the bus was laying around like with people around it, like you put a pasture of pigs or a pasture of cows in. You all understand that real good. From the country, y'all know we raised those types of things. I'm from South Carolina. And anyhow, people were all around this bus. It's like God has sent shepherds there to make sure that we can get off the bus. Teachers on their way to school, they stop at the bus to get the children off. We come around and you look at each other, you didn't know whether you had a broken bone. When I think about the third verse of the 23rd song, it says, I restored your soul. So he restored our bodies. He picked us up, put us back together. We weren't broke, any broken bone. Because when you first got off that bus from that accident, you had all kind of different fuels in your body. But the shepherd kept us. The shepherd restored our soul. That's when I found at a young age there's nothing that God can't do. When God protect us, sent us home, went to a hospital, didn't have any broken bones. That showed me what the God and as a shepherd would do. So he failed no evil. But what we had death pass right beyond our face. But God said, it's not your time. Because we saw death right on our face. Turned over three times. Hit by a load of fertilizer. Three times. But God kept us. So I figured as a young man, I've gotten through. I said, wow, God bless me. I pray I don't have to go anything worse than that. But God's sure he has all power. All power's in his hand. So he leaves me, and I met a family, got a wife, got a family, got married. And 8 years ago, I'm working. I get a call and say my house is on fire. So I'm coming down Interstate 95 from Baltimore. Guess what? The shepherd shows up again. I'm running like 85, 90 miles an hour. God coming for me and said, slow this car down. So I said, God ain't telling me that. The shepherd said, slow this car down. You'll be fine. They'll be all right when you get there. So when I look at what God done for me, I can't cry. I cry for God thanks. That day this house caught on fire, my wife was in here sick with need of hip replacement. My daughter was in here. But God took them out and got them out of here. What God would do, what the shepherd has done for me, he protected them. He protected them. What God did say, fear no evil, because the devil can't control. I have the faith. Have faith in me. For thou art with me. God said he will comfort me. And God did comfort me. He comforted me. He comforted my family. He took care of us. God be the glory. God is good. God is forever. The shepherd will always be around. Keep your hand in his hand. And I end this by saying, peace be still. God love us. Praise the Lord. Take my hand. Lead me on. Amen.
We will now have 20 minutes to show our appreciation for our speaker for this evening. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank you for that word. You're really powerful. You're powerful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Pastor Tucker.
Surely we thank God this evening for this blessed prayer experience. We do want to thank Deacon Cameron for that timely and inspiring message that he delivered to us. We're grateful to every participant. I'm so thankful to God for each one of you reaching out and crying unto the Lord, and you certainly inspired us and filled us up with your prayers and your expressions of concern, and we are just grateful to God for each one of you. Let us continue to be faithful and steadfast in what God has indeed called us to do and taught us also to continue in prayer. Let me encourage you also to come to our Sunday services this coming Sunday. It's Men's Emphasis Sunday, and we'll have the word delivered to us by the Reverend Joel Limerick, and we ask that you would, all of the men would make a special effort to invite their families and their friends to come and share with us as we share together in the Zoom worship service on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We do want to encourage you to be supportive of those individuals who have family members who have transitioned. Please keep Sister Sharon Moore and the entire Wilson and Moore family in the transition of Sharon's grandmother and devoted member of our church, Sister Gladys Wilson. Her service is going to be held on Saturday, July 24th. It's Friday, July 23rd at the Marshall Mark Funeral Home. That will be at the visitation at 10 a.m. and the services at 11 a.m. And then keep the Beulah and Parker family in your prayers. Their loved one, Sister Princess Letitia, transitioned, and the homegoing celebration will be held on Saturday, July 17th at Marshall Mark Funeral Home as well on 9th Street, viewing at 10 a.m. and the services at 11 a.m. And then pray for the family of Sister Garner, Sister Betty Garner transitioned, and she lives now. She's a very good member of our church, and she now lives in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, but she transitioned. Let us keep that family in prayer also. Remember our sick and shut-in members in your prayer as well. Let us keep them cheered up and extend our hand of care and love, concern, and know that prayer also works miracles, and so we encourage you to share in that experience. And then our special program, Choose Healthy Life and the Virtual Health Ministry, is having a special program at our church, at the senior center. They're going to be having testing and vaccine will be given out. They will have available the Pfizer vaccine that will be available for all eligible persons. And we encourage you to come by and share in that special experience that has been arranged by our health ministries and social service ministries. Come there and take advantage of this opportunity to be vaccinated. We do want everybody get vaccinated. Things are opening up, but you cannot be safe. You cannot declare yourself safe unless you are vaccinated. You need to do that. Don't be fooled. Don't let yourselves go unsafe, but get vaccinated. We encourage you to do that. We know there's a lot of resistance out there and a lot of people who are saying for one reason or another that they don't want to be vaccinated, but the safest way now for you to get out and do the things that you have been doing before the pandemic hit us is that you get vaccinated. Everywhere is opening up now, and you can enjoy some of the things that you have not before if you are indeed taking care of yourselves. Still do what you feel and sense you need to do in the process to be saved. We're going to now invite you to give a special prayer request. We are asking those of you who will have special care, we're going to give you 20 seconds. The lines will be open, and you will have 20 seconds to lift up the name of a situation or person that you desire to be prayed for.
Let's continue
God, our Father, we come now before you because we love you, and because we know that you love us. And we ask now that you would hear the cries of your children. You heard the names of families, of situations and circumstances that has come before you right now. We know you're able to deal with them. And so, God, because we are here, we believe that you will hear. And we ask, O God, that you would deliver as only you can do. Comfort the hearts and minds of those who are making the cries unto you. Be with them, O God, and bless them as only you can do. Now, God, we come to say thank you. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for the ways that you have made for us, and thank you for the victories that you've already given us. Thank you, O God, for the doors that you have already opened. We ask, O God, that you would abide with us and fortify us and give us the strength that we need to keep on running. We say, O God, that we need your forgiveness. Will you forgive us for our sins, for our shortfall, for our failures, for our challenges that we have had, that and things that we've done that we should not have done, O God. And we just asked, O God, that you would give us another chance to run on a little while longer. Have mercy on us, O God, because we need your mercy and your forgiveness. Now, God, give us the strength to understand, to perceive and to know what it is that you want us to do and how you want us to do it. Oh, God, draw nigh unto us and touch our hearts. We thank you for every mind, every heart, every spirit that is under the sound of my voice, oh, God. Have mercy on them one by one. You know what they stand in need of. You know, oh, God, the cries of their spirit. And, oh, God, we just ask that you would deliver, keep, and bless right now. You are such a good God. You are such a good God. You've been with us time and time again. You have made a way for us. Oh, God bless. And now, God, we ask thy blessings upon every soul that has participated in this service. We pray, oh God, you're keeping grace upon them. Bless, oh God, everyone that stands in the need of a prayer, oh God, to be with them and near them. We thank you for those persons who are responsible for putting together this opportunity for prayer and praise, oh God. We thank you for the committee. We thank you for the technicians. We thank you for everybody that has had anything to do with bringing this service together and the services week after week. We praise your name, oh God. You've just been a good God who watched over us. We thank you for First Baptist Church. We thank you, oh God, for the loving people who hold on and hold fast in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the disappointment, in the midst of the faults and pain. You have been with us, and they have held on to your unchanging hands. And we say thank you. Thank you for all those persons who support the ministry of First Baptist. Oh, God, we thank you for them. Thank you for their faith in you. Thank you for their commitment. Thank you for every blessing that you have provided for them. Keep us now and sustain us as only you can do. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray, and our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen, amen, and amen.